Again, I want to thank everyone for being here today. We do have a statement today concerning the cause of the fire at the KC Hall. But before we get to that today, I stand here to tell you I bring some good news, and I hope this is going to affect everyone in our community. Today, we went to Galveston to visit our two brothers, and today we got to witness them stand up and take some steps down the hallway. This is a tremendous step forward. We are very excited today about that. It is a bit of light that has certainly encouraged us through this dark time, and we're just here just to, we want to report that news first. While they were up and get to see everybody, they were able to hug and kiss their family members. Many people got to speak with them. They did get to talk a little bit, and I tell you, the entire wing in that hospital was there while they brought them out, and each time one came out, the entire hospital wing was clapping and cheering. It was a very, very good moment for us. And again, right now, that's what I want to report first and foremost. I will tell you, though, they have a long way to go, as I've mentioned. And I'm going to ask that you continue to pray for these folks and their families. But we will see them through, and we will just hope and pray that their recovery continues in a very positive way. So, with that said, I'm going to turn attention towards the fire. I want to read a statement here about the origin of the fire. The Bryan Fire Department, with the assistance from the Bryan Police Department, the State Fire Marshal's Office, and the Bureau of the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, has determined the February 15th late night fire at the Knights of Columbus Hall at 1500 Groesbeck in Bryan was accidental. Through forensic analysis, interviews, and a comprehensive examination of the scene, the fire has been determined to have started in the area of the kitchen. The fire was caused by the failure of an energized electrical cord. The cord was part of a fan that was located in the bingo hall and dining area. The cord was then strung into the kitchen. The failure of the cord ignited nearby combustibles, causing the fire. The investigation, along with laboratory analysis, indicated that no criminal act was committed regarding this fire. The fire will remain under investigation and is not complete. It will continue on until the final report from the State Fire Marshal's Office is released, and that could be probably in approximately 6 months. However, everyone involved in the investigation wanted to release this information to the public as quickly as possible, and that's why we're meeting here today. I will be happy to try to answer any questions and may offer some, get some assistance here from our staff regarding any of the news or any questions you may have.
Was the cord still plugged in and the fan just accidentally left on? I know you said it was energized, but I didn't know if it just left on.
For the questions involving the investigation, I'm going to let our Fire Marshal, Mark McFerrin, address those concerns.
We're not positive if the fan was on at this time. We just know that the cord was plugged in.
How far a stretch was it from the fan to the kitchen?
It was, I think the cord length was approximately 10 feet.
Were there multiple things plugged into that same outlet? Or?
I am not sure about that plug and what other items were plugged in there at this time.
Were they able to determine if there was a split in the plug, anything that had exposed wiring or anything?
There may be a splice in this. They're still analyzing the cord just to make sure, but the cord does show signs of arcing.
What did it catch on fire?
There was just some articles. I know there was a first aid kit right near that area, plastic material, and then some other minor articles, combustibles there.
Are there any other questions we can answer?
Can you elaborate a little bit more on the injuries of the firefighters and
officers? I don't want to get too specific. They did receive some burns, and that's the focus of their treatment right now. As again, we're very excited about the news today. Again, I can't tell you what this means to this organization, this family, and this community to get some positive news out of this event. But I do say they still have a long way to go. There's still some serious issues to deal with them and such. And as I said earlier, they have a long road ahead of them. But at this point, we're going to take everything positive we can and continue to pray and hope that this road to healing continues.
Thank you.
I know you said that the official state investigation is still ongoing, but can you give us any more details about what happened once Lieutenant Wallace was inside and what happened when the other guys went in?
At this point, all that is still under investigation. That part of it is we're still trying to put it together through these different agencies. Right now, what we can be certain of, though, is the cause of the fire.
And I know it's still early, but do you know if there are going to be any procedural changes in the future because of this?
One of the things we're going to do when the report comes back, the safety of our personnel is our most important focus. If there's suggestions or recommendations that come back after looking at the operation at night, we're going to do whatever we have to do to ensure our folks are as safe as they can be.
Have you talked to anybody else?
We were there earlier today. We just got back, part of the command staff here, and we were there to witness the event and sharing that. And it was a lot of people there, a lot of family members, a lot of the City of Bryan staff were there. The Galveston Fire Department, as I mentioned many times, is an incredible organization. They continue to have staff there and crews around the clock, nothing more than just to provide support everybody associated with our family. And I, again, just cannot be more impressed and more grateful for those men and women of the Galveston Fire Department.
How were they?
I'm sorry, who are you referencing?
The two.
The two, okay, all right. They were still a little bit groggy and such, but they had smiles on their faces, and we certainly saw their faces light up when everybody cheered and when they got to see family members right up close and such. So, again, with everything we have been through as a family, today has helped all of us a lot, and we're just so excited about that news, and we pray that healing continues. But we got to see a couple of smiles, and I cannot describe to you how important that is for us right now.
You mentioned on Sunday that you've gotten a lot of support from surrounding agencies, people saying that they'll come in and sub for your firefighters, you know, if they need time off. Can you tell us who will be coming in town or who's already here who will be coming over the next couple days?
This evening, there's been several people here already helping us throughout this process. This evening, a lot of firefighters from across the state and the country will be arriving into town to prepare for the memorial. We do have many folks coming in that's going to staff all of our vehicles. Some of the local agencies will assist with that as well. But they're going to ensure that every one of our members of this organization will be able to attend that memorial service. Specifics?
Yeah. Like
the departments? We might be here all night. It's just that way. Houston, Austin, again, local, regional departments here. I mean, we've gotten calls from everybody. I know some of our staff is coordinating those efforts to get these trucks staffed and such. And it's just we've had more requests to come and help. People just almost pushing us. We need to come help you. And we're just so grateful, again, but it's going to be a bunch of different agencies involved in this effort.
Do you have any code that just boots on the ground and coming in to man trucks to take
all? I'm not certain.
It's at full staff, about 34.
We have about 34 riding positions for all the apparatus that we staff each day, and every one of those seats will be filled. It's my understanding they've been told just as little as possible. We're really focused on them getting through this themselves and such, and we're being very protective to make sure we're going to do whatever it takes to bring them through this in every regard. So we're not really have any desire to discuss that with them right now. We want to continue to see those smiling faces. Is that concerning the fire investigation?
Just the firefighters themselves haven't been allowed to talk. We kind of want to know what they're going through right now.
Actually, several have. There's not a no talk order been issued at all. We've had several media requests to do, and we've tried to accommodate as many as possible. I know we have had several requests, again, to try to find more details about the fire that night, and as we've stated, until that investigation is completed, we're not releasing more information on that, because honestly, a lot of it we're still not aware of. So we're trying to accommodate the media as best we can. Again, I'm very grateful that all of you are here, and especially able today to report such good news for us. But you know, we're going to do our best, but please respect our situation. Understand that we're truly overwhelmed at this point with everything going on. If no other questions, again, I'm going to end this press conference like I have every other. I'm going to ask every one of you to pray for these men and their families down there. Again, they mean everything in the world to us. They have a long way to go. And again, thank you for all the support the community has provided in every regard, everyone out there from fire service to the private citizens. We live in a great community here, and we could not be more proud of everybody involved with us at this point. So. Thank you again, too. As soon as more information is available to release or updates, we'll make that available. We're anxious, as you are, to get through this process and get all this information out. So we'll work with you as best we can. Thank you very much.